Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Betty White, age 98, shares her story of over nine decades of happiness. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacey Marshall. At age 98, actress and comedian Betty White has anything but slowed down. This funny lady has been a fixture in Hollywood for more years than most can count. And now, Betty White shares the secret to more than nine decades of happiness. Betty White was born on January 17, 1922, in Oak Park, Illinois. Her family moved to California during the Great Depression. We may never have known Betty White as we do today had she lived during a different time. As an avid animal lover, Betty originally had dreams of becoming a forest ranger. But during those days, that profession was restricted to men. Back then, the girls were not allowed to become forest rangers, Betty explained many years later. So instead, Betty focused on her creative side. After graduating high school, she began pursuing a career performing, and the rest is decade after decade of history. In 1939, Betty White, age 17, started her television career right after high school. She went on to become a trailblazer for women in the industry, but she had to overcome plenty of roadblocks along the way. Back then, Hollywood classified Betty as unphotogenic. But despite the initial rejections, Betty persevered. "You just kept plugging away," she said. "You don't give up." Betty's never-quit attitude served her well. She worked on game shows and variety shows, earning herself the title, the First Lady of Game Shows. In addition to having her own program, The Betty White Show, she appeared in lots of other popular TV shows, including The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Love Boat, Mama's Family, The Golden Girls, Boston Legal, Hot in Cleveland. The Betty White IMDb page points to plenty more roles and cameos in movies and series. Betty White hit a lasting groove in her career, but her search for true love took a bit longer. In 1945, Betty married a U.S. Army Corps pilot, Dick Barker, but the union didn't last long. And she tried again in 1947, with Hollywood agent Lane Allen. The marriage ended in divorce in 1949. After that, Betty White focused all attention on acting. And ironically, just as game shows helped launch her into TV, they introduced her to The One as well. While appearing on the popular game show Password in the 1960s, Betty instantly hit it off with the show's host, Alan Ludden. But with two failed marriages under her belt, Betty was hesitant to get anything romantic going. Eventually, though, she couldn't ignore their connection, and the two began dating. Though smitten, Betty lived in California and had no interest in relocating to New York where Alan lived. So she initially turned Alan down when he proposed. But Alan kept at it until she finally said yes. Betty White married Alan Ludden in 1963 and legally changed her name to Betty White Ludden. Since she was focused on her career, Betty White never had children of her own. But God blessed her with three stepchildren through her marriage to Alan. In fact, actress Sandra Bullock recalled how inspired she was by Betty's comments on the topic of children. Betty said, "You know what? I've never had children biologically. I married someone who had three children, and how blessed I was to have those three stepchildren." The two remained wildly in love throughout their marriage. And Betty's only regret? That she rejected Alan's first couple of proposals. And this teaches us a lot about why we should never let fear rule our lives. Wasted a whole year that Alan and I could have had together, saying, "No, I wouldn't marry him," Betty explained. "I wasted a whole year we could have had together." Sadly, Alan died of stomach cancer in 1981. Betty has never remarried. And she gave the best response when asked why. If you've had the best, who needs the rest?
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
God blessed Betty White with a successful career that spanned 80 years, which is officially the longest career in the history of TV. But it's not Betty White's net worth or fame that's behind her joy. No life will ever be without struggle, and we can easily let fear, worry, and hurt rob us of the joy God has for us. Usually, your outlook has to change first before your circumstances can change. I know it sounds corny, but I try to see the funny side and the upside, not the downside, Betty White advises. I get bored with people who complain about this or that. It's such a waste of time. And at 98, Betty White knows a thing or two about finding God's blessings in the moment. Enjoy life, she says. Accentuate the positive, not the negative. It sounds so trite, but a lot of people will pick out something to complain about rather than say, hey, that was great. It's not hard to find great stuff if you look. What a great outlook from this inspirational lady. On January 17th, 2020, Betty White officially turned 98. Photographers at the Daily Mail were able to catch a glimpse of the darling golden girl out running some errands, and boy, does the birthday girl still look great. And here are a few other interesting facts about Betty White you may not know. Number one, she's recognized by Guinness. In 2014, the Guinness World Records awarded Betty White the record for longest TV career for an entertainer. Number two, she's got a backup plan. When asked what she'd be if she wasn't a successful actress, Betty quickly replied, hands down, a zookeeper. Number three, she's not an Elizabeth. Oftentimes, Betty is a nickname for Elizabeth, but Betty's parents didn't like the other nicknames associated with Elizabeth, so they just flat out named her Betty. Number four, she's now an honorary forest ranger. Betty couldn't pursue her dream of becoming a forest ranger in her day because she was born a girl. Well, a lot has changed since then, and now women make up more than a third of the agency's workforce. So in 2010, the U.S. Forest Service at Washington's Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts made Betty White an honorary forest ranger. Number five, she's got a not-so-secret crush on Robert Redford. Betty White often makes jokes about wanting Robert Redford as her birthday present. I have a chronic crush on him, she confessed on more than one occasion. Number six, she has a hot dog named after her. Betty White agreed to let the famous restaurant Pink's name a hot dog after her to raise money for the Los Angeles Department of Animal Services shelters. The Betty White Naked Dog is just as it sounds, just a hot dog with nothing on it. Number seven, she got voted onto Saturday Night Live. At age 88, Betty White became the oldest person ever to host the long-running comedy skit show Saturday Night Live. You often hear of people getting voted off of reality shows, but in this case, Betty White got voted on to the late-night talk show after a grassroots campaign on Facebook called Betty White to Host SNL, Please, took off. Betty White quotes that keep it real, or really funny. Retirement is not in my vocabulary. They aren't going to get rid of me that way. I have a two-story house and a bad memory, so I'm up and down those stairs all the time. That's my exercise. Animals don't lie. Animals don't criticize. If animals have moody days, they handle them better than humans do. I may be a senior, but so what? I'm still hot. Don't try to be young. Just open your mind. Stay interested in stuff. There's so many things I won't live long enough to find out about, but I'm still curious about them. You know, people who are already saying, I'm going to be 30. Oh, what am I going to do? Well, use that decade. Use them all. I just want to bring as much natural as I can. I'm not saying that people who take acting lessons are false. They're much better than I am, but it doesn't work for me. My mother always used to say, the older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana. Everybody needs a passion. That's what keeps life interesting. If you live without passion, you can go through life without leaving any footprints. It's your outlook on life that counts. If you take yourself lightly and don't take yourself too seriously, pretty soon you can find the humor in our everyday lives. And sometimes it can be a lifesaver.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.